Miss Bessie knew that my family, like so many others during the Depression, couldn't afford to subscribe to a newspaper. She knew we didn't even own a radio. Still, she prodded me to look out for your future and find some way to keep up with what's going on in the world. So, I became a delivery boy for the Chattanooga Times. I rarely made a dollar a week, but I got to read a newspaper every day. Miss Bessie noticed things that had nothing to do with schoolwork, but were vital to a youngster's development. Once, a few classmates made fun of my old worn-out overcoat. As I was leaving school, Miss Bessie patted me on the back of that old overcoat and said, "Carl, never worry about what you don't have. Just make the most of what you do have, a brain." Among the things that I did not have was electricity in the little house that my father had built for $400 with his World War I bonus. But because of her inspiration, I spent many hours beside a kerosene lamp reading Shakespeare and other famous writers. No one in my family had ever graduated from high school, so there was no tradition of commitment to learning for me to lean on. Like millions of youngsters in today's ghettos, I needed the push and stimulation of a teacher who truly cared. Miss Bessie gave plenty of both as she immersed me in a wonderful world of simile and metaphors. She led me to believe that I could write sonnets as well as Shakespeare or verse to put Alexander Pope to shame.